I skipped one because we're not on a country station anymore, guys, so I didn't right. have to see Forever My Girl.
I saw the trailer for this last night.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Do really? You? What's it about?
I hear it's terrible.
It's about a guy who finds out that he has, like, a daughter that he didn't know about, and yeah. he bonds with her, and I was like, sobbing when I was watching the trailer.
It's like Sweet Home Alabama with, is it Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Reese Witherspoon?
No, Reese Witherspoon was in
Sweet Home Alabama. Okay. And she goes back to her hometown. She's like, wait, I'm a country girl after all.
Yeah, and this one stars a country star, and but apparently they like completely ruin everything like towards the end.
Oh, no, really? Yeah. Okay.
And it's like, oh, you just took the heart out of
it's
this
not
movie.
His daughter.
I'm not saying anything else. So there's that one. Go at your own judgment. Then there's a couple little small ones that are vying for Oscar power. There's Hostiles. Have you guys heard of this one?
No.
It's Christian Bale, Western.
Oh, I keep seeing the commercials for this, and I'm like, I thought this looks like a film that should have been out in December for the Academy Awards.
In December, it was in L.A. and New York only, and now we're getting it here.
Got it.
Really good. Really heavy Western. He's this, like, nasty general guy who is basically tasked with killing groups of Native Americans that are out there just slaying the white people.
Oh, wow.
So he does that, and he's this hardened guy who is assigned to take a native chief back to his homeland to die because he's really old. And it's like against his will, and it's just their experience traveling from like New Mexico to Montana.
How good is this movie?
It's really good.
Yeah, it
really
sounds good.
Really heavy, though. Beware.
Okay.
Very heavy. So that one's out today. You also have Phantom Thread, which is Daniel Day-Lewis's last movie.
Why are you talking about a bunch of films that none of us have really
Don't
heard
worry,
of,
Don't worry,
you've
Luke. Heard about the next two after this, okay. I promise. Phantom Thread, Daniel Day-Lewis. It's from Paul Thomas Anderson, the guy who did There Will Be Blood.
Yeah.
Super artsy movie, also going for Oscars. Daniel Day-Lewis is great in it. It's just, he's a fashion designer who's a pretty messed up person.
And this is his last film.
Last film ever.
Yeah.
I saw that trailer, and I thought about it for like 3 hours and was like, I don't know what this movie's about. Like, the trailer told you nothing about
the
movie.
Until the end of the movie, you don't really know what the movie's about.
Okay,
either.
Nope, I don't like that. Bye.
So, really good if you like artsy Oscar
sure.
movies, so that's good. Also out, Den of Thieves. Now, this one you should have heard of. It's a big movie.
This
Gerard
is
Gerard Butler.
Yes.
Oh.
Like I have heard of this
heist
one.
Movie. No, that's The Maze Runner. Next week, we'll talk about Maze Runner.
I have no clue then.
Yeah, so this one, it's a huge heist movie. It's like watching, if you remember, we talked about 999 last year, or Heat, or
yeah.
any of like those big heist movies. That's what this is. You're following two groups, the guys that are heisting and the cops that are trying to get them.
I love those kind of movies.
That's
it's
fun.
It's very shady, very gritty. The first half is kind of slow. Second half is awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves.
Not Denim Thieves.
No, not Denim.
Oh, I thought it was someone who held up an Old Navy. Which I would also watch.
All right, what's the last one?
Last one, 12 Strong.
Yes.
This is the horses, with
yes.
the army horses.
Chris Hemsworth, this story was classified for over a decade, and it was about the first soldiers to hit the ground after 9/11. And this was like a month later, they went into Afghanistan to try getting a non-sympathizer of the Taliban, who is like a warlord, basically, to agree to fight with the Americans.
How is it?
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. The previews make it look like it's all about these horses.
Yes.
That is not the movie.
Okay.
Okay. Good enough.
The movie couldn't be farther from horses.
12 Strong is the name of the film. Luke Hickman.
I'll give it 3 stars. It's good.
All right.
It's worth checking out.